actually wearing shorts and laughing in the sunshine like there's no problem. Down at the bottom of the picture, you can just barely see my left hand. It's so little inside my father's big right one, and he is halfway through saying a word, the way his mouth looks, like he never finished the sentence. My father was a handsome man, and I almost think I remember that picnic. But maybe it's just the picture. My dad, he comes in little tiny pieces into my mind, like those remnants, those samples you see in the home ec room where there's not the whole cloth. I get a glimpse sometimes. Oh, of a part of his face, maybe, or hand. Sometimes it's just a smell in the corner of a street, and then I quick look up and all around to find it, and it's gone around some corner. But there was my dad for just a walking step, passing by me in a smell of back then, and he's gone. Sometimes I actually follow it. Even going down a street, I don't need to go down. But it never turns out.
What do you think happened to LaVon's father? LaVon describes a photo of herself, her mom, and her father taken when LaVon was a little girl. And she says that her father comes in little tiny pieces into her mind and in familiar smells. So it seems as though her father must have been out of LaVon's life for a long time. We don't know what happened to him, but I'm sure we'll find out. Let's move on to chapter 21 on page 47.